Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's horrifying story is about a park ranger who is on watch up at the fire tower and encounters something unnatural. Simply put, horrifying. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, please consider subscribing, clicking on that bell, and smashing that thumbs up. And don't forget to tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. It's not necessarily a difficult job to be at the fire lookout, but there is a certain amount of pressure to it. Fires are hard to contain, and honestly, by the time I've reported one, I already feel a little useless. This thought occurred to me as the latest storm cell had rolled in, and I pulled up a chair to watch. Lightning is our biggest cause of fires, and if I see lightning strike, I watch to see if it results into a fire. I even have a little checklist to report back on. Nothing makes me feel more stupid than a little checklist. I'm safe in my little watch house, reporting on the color of smoke while somewhere down below me it rages out of control. Is it white smoke? Gray smoke? Black smoke? Doesn't matter to me, being safe up in the clouds. I rolled my eyes and sat back to continue to watch. The storm raged on in my windows, and as bored as I was, I continued looking on. I admit, maybe I had gotten too comfortable. Yes, it's isolated out here, but a helicopter is just a phone call away if I need to get out. There was a cushion of being out here alone amongst the clouds and the trees. The thing I did not consider was that the helicopter would take some time to get out to me, and it never fully occurred to me that maybe time was something I was a little too short on. There was a knock at my door, barely audible above the howling wind outside. I cannot emphasize enough how little company you get as a fire lookout. There are food drops and things like that, but nobody, and I mean nobody, is knocking on your door. A hike up here would be near impossible, and there is no civilization anywhere close by. It is literally impossible that somebody would actually be knocking on my door. I looked from the window and looked at the door. As if I knew I had chosen that moment to look, the knock rang out again. Lightning chose that moment to strike much closer, and the resulting flash lit up my room. The person outside my door, regardless if they were supposed to be there, must be scared out of their mind. So, I opened the door. Yes, I know it was incredibly stupid in hindsight, but I still had some semblance of a human heart at this point. A small finger shrouded in a black rain slicker stood on my doorstep. I didn't offer a greeting, still dumbfounded by its presence, and it didn't offer a greeting either. It simply just stepped into the room without a word. "Hey man, are you okay?" I finally asked. "How did you even get up here?"
"There's a fire,"
it answered. Its back was to me.
"Out there, a big one. I came to warn you."
I glanced out the window and saw the same smoke I had noted in my report earlier. We waited until the storm cell passed through before calling it in, just procedure. "Yeah, I saw that one. Are you okay? Did you get caught in it? I asked, still nervous that he had yet shown me his face.
What are you gonna do about it? There are people down there.
Its voice answered me, angrier now.
Isn't this what you're here for? Isn't this the point of you being out here?
It stung. He was right in a way. What was the point of making reports and logging location and duration if I couldn't actually do anything about it? It was useless, honestly.
Come with me,
he whispered.
We need help and you're here to help us.
It felt like the beginning of my own superhero sequence. I would run into the woods, the screaming winds surrounding me, and bring these helpless hikers to safety. They would write articles about me. Maybe even babies would be named after me. I'd be more than the Watcher. I'd be a savior. Then, lightning illuminated the room once more. I gagged, inadvertently dropping the hiking boots I had just grabbed. The figure had turned to face me at some point, when I was pondering my heroism. The black slicker had covered most of its body. But the lightning had lit up its disfigured face. Charred pieces of it falling like ash and seemingly disappearing at its feet.
Holy crap, dude!
I yelled, jumping back. I immediately felt ashamed. They had trained us on burnt victims, and I was acting like a civilian who had never seen a burnt one before.
I'm calling somebody right now,
I immediately corrected. Don't worry, it'll be okay. It snarled at me, moving closer.
It won't be okay, it growled. You have to come with me. You have to help.
I don't know why my training had kicked in at this point, but suddenly all the protocols they had drilled into me kicked in all at once. It occurred to me how uniquely stupid it would be to run into the burning forest with a severely injured person with me. Looking at the degree of his burns, it was a miracle he had even made it out alive. After what felt like hours, but was surely only seconds, my office picked up the phone.
I've got somebody out here, I said breathlessly.
You have somebody out there?
The dispatcher said incredulously.
Yes, he's been burned. It's bad. He says there's more down the mountain. We need help.
Listen to me,
the dispatcher said, his voice lower now.
Do not leave, no matter what. Do not talk to him. Do not look at him. Pretend he is not there. Do you understand me?
What?
It's not a man.
The door was shut and I was alone. I raced outside to see if I could bring him back. Surely he was too injured to get far, I figured. It was nearly impossible to see anything through the storm, but I caught a glimpse of his movement at the tree line. Five fingers slowly burning, only stood there. White smoke came off them and they stood unmoving as the fingers, hands, arms, legs, everything turned to ash. They had sent a helicopter over to me the next day. Apparently, I was still screaming when they had arrived. My office had explained that it wasn't personal, but they had deemed me not a good fit for the job and let me go with a generous severance package. To be honest, I wasn't that upset about being let go. No one had bothered to explain to me anything about what had happened out there on that mountain, and quite frankly, I'm not sure I wanted to know. That is why I'm somewhat surprised when I felt myself asking them at the end of our meeting about my so-called retirement, why?
The man in the front of me shook his head softly and shuffled a couple of papers.
"We need people who won't answer the call of the mountain," he offered weakly, and stood to escort me out.
Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the story tonight. Sounds pretty creepy to me. Some type of apparition, ghost, someone that died in a fire in the past, or some kind of force demon trying to collect souls. Who knows? Let me know in the comments below what you think that was. And being on watch out there in the middle of nowhere in the woods, do you believe it's possible? Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. Yeah. Have a good night, and stay spooky.